Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. And now here is Stephen Stone.
Here with Founders by Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. Good Pharmacy's with us today. Your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue, around the corner here in Rock Hill. And, of course, Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. Dr. Nancy Turner is our guest this afternoon. She has taken on a new role as the director of something that is new with our Rock Hill School District, and that is the mental health department. But doctor, before we get into all that, you know, we have these thousands, literally almost millions of listeners around the world online and stuff. Perhaps a little brief biography of who Dr. Nancy Turner is, other than it's just some humble girl from Detroit.
I am a humble girl from Detroit, but I will give you a brief bio. Started out as a teacher in special education in the Charlotte-Mecklenburg schools, went into administration, and then finished up my doctorate at the University of South Carolina and went into being a special ed director. I was in Cabarrus County, North Carolina, in Union County, North Carolina, and then went to Spartanburg District 2 and have landed for the last 6 years in Rock Hill Schools. I was originally the director of special education in Rock Hill Schools, and now I have the honor and the privilege of being the director of mental health for a brand new mental health department, so needed in our Rock Hill school system.
Okay, this is something brand new, and I was talking with Manning the other morning about this when he was saying, you know, I need you to do this show, and this is who it is, and it's a new thing that they're doing. I looked at it and said, well, wouldn't it be great if they'd had that when we were in school?
You know, there's always been a need for mental health services and programming. And as I mentioned, this is my 40th year. Of course, I started when I was 10.
Right. No, I get that. Yeah. You were one of those gifted kids in class.
Absolutely.
That I always envied.
You know.
Yeah. You know.
And there's always been a need. I've seen the rise, an increase in requests and services. But then COVID hit.
Right.
And it has just been heightened. It's off the charts. And because of that, the requests, the needs, all families, you and I, everyone has been impacted in one way or another, some even more so, with significant trauma, stress, and anxiety. And so we are here. We are here for our Rock Hill community, for our children, our staff, and our parents.
So you've got everybody.
Yes, sir.
It's not just, you know, the kids in school, you know, we're talking teachers and administration and parents and me.
Everybody.
Everybody, yes.
Everybody. And, of course, it's not just me. I'm happy to spearhead. I am passionate about this. But the support of the school board, the support of superintendent, cabinet, staff, the community that has come together to offer what they can do, our parent academy has been so successful. It is a live stream Zoom that we go through our Rock Hill Facebook and our Rock Hill YouTube. Experts in the community, our local Winthrop University, experts within Rock Hill, they are so excited to come on and talk and present on areas like suicide awareness, mental health awareness, adverse childhood experiences. Even last night, we had a local dental hygienist come in and talk, well, masks are coming on and off. Let's make sure your kids have been brushing their teeth and taking care of their teeth. We're having a wonderful pediatrician in a couple weeks talk about resiliency in our children, and our Winthrop professors, everyone who would like to share their expertise has come on this last year, and we have viewerships. Hopefully it will increase, so thank you for having me on, from about 2,000 plus to here. And our biggest hope is that we are sharing awareness and reaching out to the community so that our families can take care of themselves and their children.
They seem to have folded a lot of things underneath your rather large umbrella that you're holding.
Yes, and it really has been bringing it together. And as we put task force together, as we talk with different stakeholders, we have a mental health advisory committee, we get great ideas. People from all over, businesses and within and without the Rock Hill Schools, to share either about their families or their great ideas. And in getting that, we will move forward and create other services and programming. Some other things we've put together is launched a Rock Hill hotline, mental health hotline, that has been very successful. And if I may I give that hotline number?
Oh, absolutely, several
because
times.
We would like anyone to use it. 803-324-7464. 803-324-7464. It is for the community. Anyone can call. We have mental health therapist staffing and school psychologists, as well as myself, during the day. But even if it's after hours, we have voicemail that gives resources, whether it's local, state, or national. I do want to say that the hotline, we don't offer therapeutic advice. We are there to listen and to offer resources for our calls.
Sometimes that's what's most needed is someone to listen.
Yes, sir. I agree. You are correct. And that is one of the things that we do, and we're so thrilled to do that. We also have a wonderful partnership with the Hayden Hurst Foundation. And Hayden Hurst, you may have heard of him, tight end with the Atlanta Falcons.
Right. Mm-hmm.
He is an awesome advocate for suicide awareness and for mental health. He himself has suffered from depression and so he has a foundation that wanted to focus on South Carolina students. And so we have partnered in Rock Hill. And we are working on a social-emotional learning curriculum that they have trainers come, work with our elementary teachers and counselors. And it's a wonderful curriculum that can be integrated throughout the day. One of the special friends that comes with the social-emotional learning curriculum is Abby the robot. And, you know, when you're a child, who doesn't love a robot?
And that's kids of all ages, ma'am.
Pardon me?
That's kids of all ages, okay?
Yes.
All right.
Yes,
okay.
Kids of all. I love a robot.
I do, too.
And so the robot through the Van Robotics in Columbia, South Carolina, have provided Abby the robot that is integrated with the SEL curriculum, social-emotional learning, and actually interacts with children and offers, of course, reinforcement and motivation as they are learning more about social-emotional learning.
We are talking a lot lately about the mask mandates and things of this nature. Had stories about it just this morning. It was a hot topic at last night's school board meeting. Today at lunchtime, I had a news story that the ACLU has now filed a lawsuit against the state of South Carolina because it's violating certain things. And it made me think of this interview with you this afternoon, because one of the things they cited was the Disabilities Act, that this proviso that is part of the budget appears to be in violation of that, or at least that's the basis or one of the, you know, strengths of the ACLU lawsuit against the state of South Carolina. I'm curious, you know, last year, and your heart has to go out to these students, you know, the kids today, because our day, we never dreamed of such a thing, you know. I mean, the most traumatic experience in my lifetime was the old air raid drill, getting underneath the desk with your blanket in the early 60s when I was in school. Okay, you remember that, obviously. Okay.
I've heard.
Yes. Well, yeah, having become a doctor at 10, yeah, there were these stories, I'm sure, that you heard, yes. But it was all, you know, always interesting. And I just remember overhearing a teacher once make a comment to another teacher, you know, that, you know, if this really were to happen, all of this is rather silly, don't you think? And I think she said, well, yes, but, you know, it's what we have to do. But this is entirely different. This, I mean, was right there, you know, a pandemic, you know. where suddenly children were not in a classroom with each other anymore. You know, you weren't seeing your friend Debbie every day, or you know that they're Nancy or anybody. You know, that you were now learning virtually at home, and for some that was okay, but for a great many others that wasn't. I'm just curious as to what kind of difficulty that has created from a mental health standpoint, where now we're trying to get everybody back in the classroom and do it right and have that contact where the teacher can see what I'm up to, so to speak, and you know, focused even, and, you know, which I'd like to have had a dime for every time I ever heard that as a schoolboy. But the impact of that from a mental health standpoint.
I think the best way I can approach this is, as we've talked to our teachers and administrators, that we have to take a look at a different way to have our students connect and make time each day to have them connect and do school again, and remind our students, whether they're younger or older, that we are here for them, and make time in the day, in the instructional day, for connection, for self-expression, a time to just talk. Mm-hmm. And what I have, what we are doing actually in elementary, I may have mentioned, with the social-emotional learning curriculum, we have time to integrate this and work on how we feel and what's going on. It's not all touchy-feely. In our middle and our high, we're looking at restorative practices and trying to take a look at whatever we might do or say, how does that affect others? It's all about the connection and working together and not trying to just be on your own, that we haven't been together for 17 months. We have to make a special time to connect and possibly to relearn how to do school.
That would seem to me to be quite a challenge. Maybe not so much for the, you know, the youngsters, like, say, from third grade down through kindergarten, but you start talking about middle schoolers, or as they called it once again in my day, junior high and high school students. That's just one heck of a transition to suddenly, you know, it's almost like a rubber band effect there, you know,
right.
A slingshot sort of thing.
Well, one of the very amazing things that Rock Hill has put in place to work with our heightened anxiety for our students, we'll start with our students, is that we have site-based mental health providers, site-based mental health therapists, both that we contract with and that we employ. And they are there one-on-one to work with our students who have this heightened anxiety, as well as small groups, and working with the families. And so that's from preschool. Yes, we have children in preschool with heightened anxiety, all the way to high school.
I would have thought, and it was circumstances such as this, that would have heightened the anxiety all the more. But then also, as you mentioned, let's talk about the teachers and the staff. This was a, you know, this wasn't just a humongous change for the school children, but this was for them as well. You know, I mean, I always enjoyed going in every day and seeing Mrs. Johnson at the third grade, you know, or whatever it was, or Mr. Levin in junior high, my English teacher. And then suddenly, now they're on my screen, and I'm at home, and it's not quite the same, and you know, I was the kid that usually tended to drift and look out the window. It didn't mean I wasn't paying attention. But of course, they weren't armed with that knowledge back in the day, doctors, in your line of field. You know, he's a daydreamer. They didn't realize that I was thinking about stuff, you know, and what they were saying, and could do more than one thing at one time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, so.
I was going to say, again, it's about connection. And so when we had closure in March of 2020, one of the things that we put together was something called Snack and Chat. And it was a Zoom. It was open to anyone. And we had facilitators in an hour Zoom session that would just start a conversation. Anybody could sign up for it. And so after a day of being on Zoom or on Seesaw or whatever the teachers would do, they just needed to talk to another 7th grade ELA teacher or another 5th grade teacher, because we weren't in the halls. We weren't walking back and forth going, oh, you should have seen, you know, what happened. So we have put that together then. We will have it this year as well. All they have to do is sign up. It is free. And then we would have that time again with the facilitator there to begin a discussion. And then the teachers just talk. And it has been very helpful.
Now, with everybody back in the classroom, how big of a challenge is that presenting to what you're doing? And realizing that what you have undertaken is relatively new. I mean, they haven't had this very long, have they?
Oh, no. July 1st.
Okay. We're only talking a few months here, so right. You're still getting it off the ground, so to speak?
Many things we are, but before this, in the special ed or ESC, Exceptional Student Education Department, we had many people working on areas of mental health because, as I say, this is not new.
No.
And we needed to work on the different programming and services and even develop a day treatment program for our students who needed even another step in the continuum for intensive therapy and mental health. But it was under the umbrella of the Exceptional Student Education Program. And so our school board and superintendent saw this need, and then they determined that this indeed was a department all by itself.
I could see where it would be, and then they folded a few other things in there as well that are sort of kind of related. Now, some are more related than others, but it just strikes me on the surface as just an excellent idea.
Yes.
And why didn't we think of this sooner?
Well, like I say, the need was there, but not like it is now, and something must be done, and you know, kudos
yes.
to our school board.
Oh, without a doubt.
That not only saw the need, but have moved on it. And this has been part of the mission of the school board, and really an amazing thing for a school district to have everyone bound together and understand the needs. And then move forward to determine what to do and have not only a director, but a task force and others that are coming together to put think tanks and see what we can do. There are initiatives, there are programs that have never been done before. And so they've been supporting some very creative solutions, and yet many are very successful. Some will need tweaking.
Doctor, why do you think the need is greater now than at any other point before?
It's been the pandemic. It has exacerbated all types of issues that perhaps were there before, but maybe folks were either taking care of them or talking with family or perhaps in their church or wherever. But this has just, as I say, exacerbated all of the mental health issues, because it's everyone, as we mentioned when we began. You know, you and I, every family, even families that really didn't have an issue, but now there are deaths in the family,
sure.
People very sick, hearing about what's going on nationwide, everything that has come along in these 18 months.
It's interesting you say that, because one of my fond memories of childhood was, you know, family dinner table, and Walter Cronkite was on in the background there, the 6 o'clock evening news. Now you have to send the children away from the 6 o'clock evening news because, my golly, there's nothing good in there. And for a child, an impressionable child, that could be some pretty traumatic stuff.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, and children were thrilled they're back in school, but yet wearing masks or not wearing masks, it's really all over the place. And you know, every parent is so concerned, and yet everyone wants us to get back to some kind of normal. But in the meantime, we have mental health services, we can talk about it, and we are here for our Rock Hill community.
And that'll help them get them back to normal. It's working on me already. But now here's the pressure part of the program, Doc. We have to take our mid-program break.
All right.
And remind everyone that they are listening to Straight Talk. Our broadcast comes to you live from Substation 2 here on Cherry Road across from Winthrop University, brought to you also by Henderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at HendersonGriggs.com. And, of course, Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, here with Founders. Now, here at Substation 2, they make subs and salads right before your very eyes. And it's a very magical way they do it, so much so that we have a cue card here on the count of three. They do it. 1, 2, 3. Slice, garden. We're going to work on the doc during the commercial. She's going to have this by the end of the show. We're right back after.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
You know us, you love us, and if you want us to keep doing the job the way we've always done it, then we need your help. Substation 2 has immediate openings suitable for all ages and skill levels. We offer great pay, great perks, and a fun place to work. Apply inside or online. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Save on your monthly mortgage payment with a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage from Founders Federal Credit Union. Take advantage of low rates while they're still around, and you'll also have no private mortgage insurance costs. The application process is easy, and your mortgage is serviced completely by Founders and always stays with us. Relax your home. For more, visit foundersfcu.com/30. Membership qualification required. Credit evaluation, underwriting requirements, terms and conditions apply. Institutions, NMLS identifier number 410-646.
Water, fire, mold, and storms cause property damage every day. When it happens to you, it's no time for second best. That's why insurance professionals trust the locally owned and family-run Paul Davis Restoration of Rock Hill. This is Gina Rogers. Paul Davis is committed to providing extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Our team is highly qualified and trained to handle each situation with care and professionalism. When disaster strikes, call Paul Davis. We are here to help. 329-1140 or pauldavisrockhill.com.
When your health needs attention, you'll find compassionate care at Piedmont Medical Center. We make it convenient to treat emergencies with online check-in at locations in Rock Hill and Fort Mill. Or if you live with a heart condition, our cardiologists provide advanced treatment options to help you live better. And for pain that slows you down, a minimally invasive surgery can help speed you on to recovery. We are your community built on care.
PiedmontMedicalCenter.com.
You know us, you love us, and if you want us to keep doing the job the way we've always done it, then we need your help. Substation 2 has immediate openings suitable for all ages and skill levels. We offer great pay, great perks, and a fun place to work. Apply inside or online. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
All right, back we are on Straight Talk. Stephen Stone in for Manning Kimmel, and I thank him for the opportunity. It's always a privilege because I get to meet the most interesting people, and today is no exception. She is Dr. Nancy Turner. She is the new director of the Rock Hill Schools Mental Health Department, and we've been talking about that. But there is a physical aspect to all of this, Doctor, that I wanted to get into in the second portion of our program here and what time we have left.
And thank you for asking. Again, thank you for this opportunity. There is a physical aspect that's so important for our mental health. We have to move around for so many months. We were either shelter in place or we were home. If we were working perhaps from home, we were in front of the Zoom and having Zoom meetings. And we did not get up that much. So to move and even, I hate to use the word, exercise, but let's not think of it as exercise. Let's think of it as movement and fun and dance and yoga. So with all of that, part of the Parent Academy introduced another segment, and that segment was wellness. And we have partnered with the Charlotte Jazzercise,
okay,
and we are able now to bring Jazzercise sessions that can be found on our Rock Hill website. And I will tell you, just go to the website, go to departments. Mental health has its own department now. You click on that and click on activities, and they're right there, the Jazzercise sessions. Anyone can watch these. Also, we have yoga. Our local yoga instructors have also made this available for our community. So depending what you're in, but move. It is good for your mental awareness, the energy that you'll have after you're done. Also, it will give you a good appetite. You will sleep like a baby if you are moving and exercising during the day. So it's good from head to toe.
You can't get any better than that. And you mentioned the Parent Academy. I wanted to back up just a little bit and have you explain what that exactly is.
Absolutely. It initially came about because we wanted to reach our community. Again, we were not in school. We were virtual or ABJ. And we did not have the access to our community or they did not have access to us. We also wanted to make our community aware of mental health aspects, of areas, even drug trends, suicide awareness, a number of topics, resiliency. So the best way to do this, I have to tell you, I did not know about all these technological great things that we have, and so I went to our marketing and communication department, and I went to our technology department, and great minds together always really come up with fine solutions. So I learned about live stream Zoom via our Rock Hill Schools YouTube and Facebook. Anyone in the community can access the Rock Hill Schools Facebook or YouTube. And through this technology, every Tuesday, mostly Tuesdays, some Mondays, but from 6 to 7, I will bring on, I will host different experts from the community, from Winthrop University, pediatricians. As last night, we had a dental hygienist to talk about what how to take care of your teeth. But all of this is an outreach for our community to make sure that they are aware just of all of these areas and self-care. So we've always stressed about how important it is. If you're going to take care of others, you must take care of yourself.
Yes, and because I am bad grandpa, I know how children think, because I'm very popular. I say yes to everything unless there's fire involved. I have a mask on. They can't see my teeth. Wrong, because the mask has to come off at some point, and they will see your teeth. So you should do this. It's a very good idea. You gave a hotline phone number out in our first half. I wanted to do that again.
Oh yes, sir.
Before you get away from me here today,
or I would love that.
Take me aside for some private therapy here.
And the hotline. This is the Rock Hill Schools Mental Health Resource Hotline. 803-324-7464, 803-324-7464. Anyone can call. There will be mental health therapists, myself, school psychologists, staffing. We listen, and then we offer resources.
So that's the very most important thing right there. You listen.
We do.
There's not nearly enough of that in the world, nor has there ever been, but here it is. For those who want to be heard, you all listen, and that's a great thing. In our couple minutes that we have left, Doctor, in fact, about 1 minute, anything I missed?
No, I thank you for the opportunity. Just know we are continuing to work on other creative initiatives, bringing others to the table. Everybody has great ideas, and so they can be creative, they can be innovative. I would offer anyone to email me if they have a great idea, nturner at rhmail.org, nturnerrhmail.org.
Excellent. And, of course, the toll-free, the hotline number again?
Hotline number, 803-324-7464.
She is Dr. Nancy Turner. She is the new director of Rock Hill School's Mental Health Department, and it has been a privilege, not to mention honor and absolute delight, to talk with you today under the watchful supervision of my new best friend, Ms. Maychek here.
She keeps me straight as well.
She's a good girl.
Yes, she is.
She likes crab cakes, I hear. She doesn't
good
spend
to
some
know.
Time up in Bowery. Yeah, we can go out for crab cakes there. We'll go to Ollie Beck's. All right, you've been listening to Straight Talk, brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders and, of course, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. As always, we broadcast from Substation 2 on Cherry Road across from Winthrop University, home of fresh subs and salads. Doc, if you'll lead us, how do they do it? 3, 2, 1.
Slice.
Garden. She got it that time. Manny Kimmel back with you tomorrow. My thanks to Tyler Cobb. Have a great day, won't you?